From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. JPMorgan Chase will pay $920 million in fines for wrongdoing involved in losses in part blamed on a trader known as the London Whale. As NPR's John Itzty explains, the huge penalty is the result of a settlement with regulators in the U.S. and the United Kingdom.
The settlement was announced by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the Office of Controller of the Currency, the Federal Reserve, and the U.K.'s Financial Conduct Authority, all regulators of JPMorgan Chase. The disciplinary action is related to a trading strategy in the bank's London office involving a complex portfolio of derivatives that led to a $6 billion loss. In a big victory for the SEC, JPMorgan Chase admitted wrongdoing in the case, something banks try not to do because it can open them to further litigation. The bank admitted that it had poor internal controls that contributed to the huge loss. Other regulators and criminal prosecutors are still pursuing the matter, and private lawsuits have been filed. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
The Republican-led House has voted to narrowly approve a bill that will cut federal funding for the food stamp program by $40 billion over the next 10 years. Lawmakers defying a veto threat from the White House with a 217-210 vote to trim the program that one in seven Americans now rely on. The savings under the bill would be achieved by allowing states to put broad work requirements in place for food stamp recipients and also to drug test applicants. House Speaker John Boehner says passage is expected to trigger long-awaited negotiations with Senate Democrats over a new farm bill. An appeals court in Texas has overturned the money laundering conviction of former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. From member station KUT in Austin, Matt Largy reports DeLay's lawyer was calling today's ruling vindication for his client.
3 years ago, DeLay was convicted for conspiring to illegally funnel $190,000 in corporate campaign contributions to Republican candidates for the Texas legislature in 2002. DeLay has been free since his conviction while the case was appealed. The appeals court found the evidence did not support the conviction. Its opinion reads, quote, rather than supporting an agreement to violate the election code, the evidence shows that the defendants were attempting to comply with the election code. Brian Weiss was DeLay's lawyer for the appeal.
He may not like Tom or his politics, but at the end of the day, he didn't violate the penal code, the election code, or anything else that you can think of.
Two of DeLay's alleged co-conspirators pled guilty to charges of accepting illegal political contributions last year. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largy in Austin.
More people were filing claims for first-time jobless benefits last week. The Labor Department says initial jobless claims rose by 15,000 to a seasonally adjusted 309,000. Economists say the figure may have been slightly distorted by a big drop the previous week that took claims to their lowest level in 6 years. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 40 points. The Nasdaq rose 5 points. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. and China apparently continue to disagree about how to respond to charges that Syria used chemical weapons against its own people. Secretary of State John Kerry acknowledging that differences remain, though ahead of a meeting with China's foreign minister, Kerry called on China to play a positive, constructive, and important role in the U.N. Security Council. China said it welcomes an agreement reached between the U.S. and Russia to place the country's chemical weapons under international supervision. The Postmaster General said today the Postal Service is in the midst of a financial disaster and will not be able to make a more than $5 billion payment due at the end of the month. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the Post Office may have to seek an emergency rate hike.
Postmaster General Patrick Donahue told a Senate panel the post office lost some $20 billion in the past 2 years and defaulted on $11 billion in employee health care benefits it's required to pay. And he warned there's more to come.
We will default on another $5.6 billion payment due September 30th of this year, and our cash liquidity remains dangerously low. The Postal Service, as it exists today, is financially unsustainable.
Lawmakers know this, but can't agree on what to do. Some want to lift the requirement to set aside future employee benefits. Others say close some post offices or end Saturday delivery. But without a consensus, the red ink deepens. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Online company Google continues to expand into other areas, with the company announcing today it will now make its popular Google Wallet app available for the iPhone. Moved by the company, the latest attempt to try to upstage Apple on its own device. Apple has a similar program called Passbook that is built into the iPhone operating system. Both products allow users to store loyalty cards and scan coupons. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.